Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3067. Mr. Fraser said, "Miss, if I say it, it may taint your ears. The things Shiloh does often stain my ears when I hear them. I haven't listened to them yet. They are much dirtier and I have become immune. I can hear her most explosive scandals. Shiloh seems to want to seduce your three brothers. Catherine, she is starting to take revenge on my three sisters-in-law." Mr. Fraser replied cautiously, "I don't know what she is thinking. She is like this. It is impossible to start her own business. Matriarch Farrell will not let her get up and work, and she will not go. Matriarch Farrell will also not let her find a good job. She is not willing to quit the stage of Jensberg like this. She is resentful of you all, so she can only take that path." Catherine twitched the corner of her mouth and said, "If I were her, I would have left the Farrell family and Jensberg long before I knew that she was not a biological child of the Farrell family and that the two children were exchanged because of her biological father. Leave her at that time. The adoptive mother who dotes on her still has unbreakable feelings for her. She will definitely give her a sum of money. Maybe she can take everything she had before and go to a place where no one knows her, restart. She must have had a good life when she was young. After all, my mother spent more than 20 years of hard work cultivating her. If she has the capital to invest in starting a business, she can do it. It was a pity that Shiloh made the wrong choice. Of course, it was Shiloh who was unwilling to give up everything in the Farrell family. She thought that she had been the successor of the Farrell family for more than 20 years, and Catherine was a country bumpkin who didn't understand anything. It was still unknown whether she could take over successfully. She thought she had a chance to take over. So she didn't leave. She thought too wonderfully. Catherine originally didn't want to fight with Shiloh. But since she returned to Farrell's house, she had to fight Shiloh. The two of them were fighting to the death. Mr. Fraser said, "Everyone's choices are different. They are adults. Whatever path they choose, they have to bear the consequences. She made her own choice and it's no one else's fault. Do you want to tell the young ladies?" After thinking for a while, Catherine replied, "I am sure that Shiloh really has such a plan. I will tell them again. If there is no evidence, my sisters-in-law will make trouble, but it will be made out of nothing and affect the relationship between the husband and wife." Although she felt that the brothers and sisters no longer had much affection, the sisters-in-law all knew that their husbands had cheated on each other and there was a woman outside. There was a rift between husband and wife, but there was no divorce. There were children involved, and there were also business dealings between families. There were too many factors to consider. "I think I should tell my mother first and let her decide whether to let my sisters-in-law know. Otherwise, my mother will say that I am on my sister-in-law's side and don't want my brothers to have an easy time." Matriarch Farrell still preferred her son. However, Shiloh had been plotted, and after what happened, she no longer had any status with Matriarch Farrell. If Matriarch Farrell knew that Shiloh had such evil intentions, she would be the first to spare Shiloh. Mr. Fraser said, "Then we don't need to worry about it. Matriarch Farrell's assistant also knows about these things. As Matriarch Farrell's assistant, he had more experience than Mr. Fraser. Mr. Fraser had not been assigned to Catherine for a long time, and he was definitely not as good as the assistant of Matriarch Farrell in all aspects. Catherine followed Mr. Fraser's advice. It's very late and it's getting colder. Miss, I'll take you back. Mr. Fraser stopped, not wanting to go any further. Catherine looked at the time, it was already 1 a.m. She did not reject Mr. Fraser's suggestion and walked back with Mr. Fraser. After walking for another 10 or 20 minutes, they returned to the hotel entrance. After Catherine got into the car, she leaned back on the car seat and relaxed her tense nerves. She closed her eyes and said to Mr. Fraser, "Wake me up when you get home." Chapter 3068. Mr. Fraser said, "Okay." Catherine felt at ease with Mr. Fraser by her side. Soon, she fell asleep. After Mr. Fraser found that she was asleep, he slowly pulled over, took off his coat, and covered her body. Catherine was so tired that she fell into a deep sleep. She didn't know that Mr. Fraser had covered her with his coat. When they returned to the Farrell family mansion, it was already 2:30 a.m. Mr. Fraser parked his car in front of the mansion. He didn't have the key to the door, so he had to wake up Catherine. Catherine woke up in a daze, saw Mr. Fraser, and asked, "Mr. Fraser, why are you in my dream?" Mr. Fraser laughed, "Miss, I am not in your dream. You woke up and was woken up by me." However, it seemed that Catherine was not really awake yet. Catherine blinked and sat upright. The coat covering her body slid down and she instinctively grabbed the coat. "I said it was very hot when I slept. You covered me with a coat. There is a heater in the car, so there is no need to cover me with a coat." Catherine had completely woken up. "We're home. At this point, there's no need to wake them up. I have the key myself." After saying that, Catherine got out of the car with the key and went to open the door of the yard. She said to Mr. Fraser, "It's so late, don't go back. Stay here for one night. There are many guest rooms at home. You can find one at will. The room is enough for one night." Mr. Fraser said hesitantly, "Matriarch Farrell will be unhappy if she finds out." Even if he was staying in the guest room, he was staying at Catherine's house. Living in the same house with Catherine felt like living together. Catherine was unmarried and didn't even have a boyfriend. He stayed at Catherine's house for fear of affecting her reputation. Mr. Fraser said, "Miss, you will lock the door and go back to the house to rest." "I'd better go back. Some rules couldn't be broken." He lived not far from the Farrell family's mansion. Just a few minutes' drive. If he wanted to live in the Farrell family's mansion, he must become Catherine's legal husband. Catherine thought that Mr. Fraser's residence was not far from the Farrell family's mansion, and she knew who her mother was. In order not to make things difficult for Mr. Fraser, Catherine had to say, "Then go back quickly and get some rest early." Mr. Fraser hummed, "Miss, I'll watch you enter the house before leaving." Catherine closed the door and responded with a smile, "We are all back home. Nothing will happen. It's safer at home." Matriarch Farrell was at home. When Matriarch Farrell was at home, the security level of the Farrell family mansion was raised to the highest level, and it could be said that it was heavily guarded. Catherine said, "Mr. Fraser, good night." "Miss, Good night, sweet dreams. Don't get up too early tomorrow and sleep in, Mr. Fraser said. Catherine smiled, waved to him, then turned and walked towards the main house. The light at the door of the main house was on all night, and the house was completely dark. Everyone was asleep. Oh, the ones who were awake were the bodyguards who were on duty at night, but they were all hidden and couldn't enter the house casually. Catherine walked to the door of the house, opened the door of the main house with the key, opened the door and went in, turned on the light in the hall, then took out her mobile phone and sent a voice message to Mr. Fraser, saying, Mr. Fraser, I have entered the house, you go back and rest quickly. Mr. Fraser saw the lights on in the house and waited for another 2 minutes before driving away. Chapter 3069. Catherine poured herself a glass of warm water, then walked to the sofa and sat down, leaning on the back of the chair and drinking the water slowly. The silence at this moment allowed her to relax for a short time. After hearing footsteps upstairs, Catherine tensed up again. She remained seated, not even looking up at the stairs. No need to guess, she knew it was Matriarch Farrell. Soon, Matriarch Farrell came down from upstairs. She walked to Catherine and sat down next to her, asking her, "Why are you back so late?" Seeing the tiredness on his daughter's face, Matriarch Farrell reached out and touched her face and sighed, "I don't know if it's right or wrong, a blessing or a curse. Mom, I'm fine." Catherine understood the meaning of the words of Matriarch Farrell. It was good or bad for her to recognize her and return the real and fake daughters to each other. Sometimes, Catherine also thought about this problem. If she didn't return to the Farrell family, she had her own career and was capable enough to get rid of the oppression and bullying of her adoptive parents and family. She would live relaxed and at ease. There was no need to work hard to support Farrell's group like now. Farrell's group had been in the hands of Matriarch Farrell for decades, but had failed to prosper and had instead declined. She could find many problems and had thought about reforms, but she was not in charge of the Farrell group yet. Her proposal couldn't be implemented in the company without Matriarch Farrell's support. Sometimes, Catherine felt that she was powerless. She could ignore it if she wanted. This was her mission. She couldn't ignore it, and she couldn't let the Farrell group disappear from Jensburg's business community. In addition, she also had to deal with enemies both overt and covert. In family affairs, she didn't have to make decisions on major matters. She had the right to discuss matters, but small matters were left to her. A family was so big and there were a lot of little things. She didn't know whether it was Matriarch Farrell's intention or Matriarch Farrell really had to take care of so many things. Some trivial things would also come up in front of her. Catherine didn't know how the Farrell family could stay together until today. There were obviously so many contradictions, why didn't they separate completely and let each of them live their own lives? The tree has large branches. Looking at your tired face, you must be very tired. Matriarch Farrell felt distressed. Catherine said, I'm just a little tired. It's within my ability to hold on. I can rest tomorrow. Matriarch Farrell hummed, she retracted the hand that touched her daughter's face, and said warmly, have a good sleep at home tomorrow. If you don't sleep well and have no energy, your work efficiency will decrease and your health will be affected. Catherine said, Mom, I know. Mom, it's very late. You should go to bed. I'll drink this glass of water and then go upstairs to rest. Matriarch Farrell said, I have woken up and am not sleepy yet. Matriarch Farrell also got up and poured herself a glass of warm water. After drinking a few sips, she picked up the TV remote control and said, let's watch TV for a while to kill the time, so as not to lie in bed and keep our eyes open until dawn. Catherine looked at Matriarch Farrell and suddenly asked, Mom, do you regret doing that to my dad? She had just returned to Farrell's house, and it seemed that her parents' relationship was quite good. At least when her mother came home, her father greeted her. Regardless of whether his father was sincere or not, he cared for her to the extreme. Catherine added, in the past, Mom, when you had insomnia, I could chat with my dad and have normal conversations, or my dad would accompany you for a walk. Chapter 3070. Catherine had seen Holden walking around the yard with Matriarch Farrell in the middle of the night. Matriarch Farrell did not immediately answer Catherine's question. She just said, your eldest brother hasn't gone home to spend the night for 2 days, and your eldest sister-in-law suspects that he is looking for a mistress outside. Having said this, Matriarch Farrell sighed, it's a matter of genes. My genes are good, but your father's genes are too strong. Your three brothers have all inherited the genes that your father secretly ate. Catherine, when you look at this matter, do you think I did something wrong? I cannot accept betrayal. I can divorce my husband if he cheats on me, but I cannot cheat on him in marriage. Catherine's answer made Matriarch Farrell smile, and the gentle look in her eyes said, they say that the good genes of the Farrell family are passed down to their daughters. I didn't believe it before, but after finding you, I gradually began to believe it. Yes, your personality and behavior are very similar to me. In the past, she always felt that her daughter's personality and behavior were not like hers. Later she found out that the daughter she had high hopes for was the daughter of the former butler, but her real daughter became the daughter of the butler. After Shiloh and Catherine exchanged their identities, Matriarch Farrell slowly discovered that Catherine really looked like her. If there is a difference, it is that Catherine still has a bottom line of conscience and has quite upright views, unlike her, who would kill her sister's family and her sister in order to gain power. She played hard. Now that she was entering her old age, her life was getting worse and worse. She thought that maybe God was taking revenge on her for what she did when she was young. Catherine smiled, Mom, I am your biological daughter. Isn't it normal for me to look like my mom? Matriarch Farrell also smiled, yes, we, mother and daughter, are the most alike. Catherine asked, Mom, is my eldest brother really messing around outside again? He probably found time to go out and fool around while going to the hospital to take care of my dad. It's easy to change the situation, but hard to change the nature. Catherine woke up her mother and wanted her to investigate her eldest brother to avoid being hooked by Shiloh. The three brothers loved Shiloh very much, and Shiloh was good in all aspects. After knowing that Shiloh was not their biological sister, if Shiloh really tried to seduce them, would they be able to hold it back? Matriarch Farrell became serious. Catherine said, Mom, there's something I don't know whether I should say. Matriarch Farrell said, if there's anything we can't talk about between mother and daughter, just say it. Even if it's something bad, I will promise not to lose my temper with you. Matriarch Farrell might not really have a close relationship with Catherine, but they were mother and daughter after all. Privately, she became more and more tolerant of Catherine. Catherine said, "Mom, when you left the hospital that day, did you meet Shiloh?" "Later I went to the hospital and saw her. I saw that she was very unwilling. She grew up being loved by everyone in our family. I am used to having fine clothes and fine food, and I am used to enjoying the glory and wealth. Now that she has almost nothing. Mom, do you think she will be willing to do so? Even my dad is still concerned about her. He secretly asked my eldest brother about Shiloh, thinking I didn't know. I just didn't say anything." When Shiloh was mentioned, the face of Matriarch Farrell suddenly darkened. She said coldly, "So what if she is willing? So what if she is not willing? She is not of the blood of my Farrell family. She took the things from my Farrell family and I took them all back. Of course, what does she have to complain about? She wants to inherit the property and go back to inherit from her biological parents. The property of my Farrell family only gives me the blood of the Farrell family. What your three brothers can get is only a part of my private property, let alone her Shiloh." Catherine said, "In case Shiloh goes through my three brothers, my brothers have always loved her. She has no capital now." Catherine didn't make it clear enough until she clicked. Matriarch Farrell was thoughtful and would think of it.